Welcome to The Dyad Presents, a video game music podcast. I'm The Dyad, and this is The Hybrid Front.
Stand by for action.
Top of the show business. Three more iTunes reviews have come in, so special thanks to those listeners. I won't say that I know these particular people, but I might be married to one of them. This week we are getting really funky really quickly. Composed by Naofumi Hataya, Junko Shiratsu, and Saichio Ogawa from the Sega Genesis, this track is called Scarab of Glory No. 1. The Hybrid Front has a pretty cool soundtrack, but to be honest, I think many of the tracks are pretty similar. The main falling synth part is in many of the songs, and as a result, I wasn't sure which track I wanted to play. I would recommend giving the whole soundtrack a listen, but there is definitely a common theme throughout. I'm sure I'll probably play another track from the game eventually. I really do like it. Episode. The Hybrid Front is a Japan-only turn-based strategy game released in 1994 for the Mega Drive. There was also a Virtual Console release in 2007. Despite the fact that the game is set in a futuristic cyberpunk 26th century, the screenshots from the game really remind me of the Famicom Wars/Advanced Wars franchise. The game was supervised by Masahiro Noda. He has been described as a heavyweight in Japanese science fiction writing. The intention was to have the game play as though you were reading an international SF novel. Noda has won several Nihon SF Taisho Awards, which have been compared to the United States' own Nebula Award. He's also considered influential in introducing science fiction to 1960s Japan through his translation efforts. Actually, despite his relative fame and notoriety in Japan, it was hard to find much information about him. I did see an intriguing description of his work claiming it was a science fictional beggar's opera. He has 12 books listed on Amazon, the cover art of which is pretty outstanding. In fact, I'll try and put some of the pictures on the blog post for this episode. Next up, we move over to the Super Nintendo. Composed by Jonathan Dunn from the game Jurassic Park, this is Triceratops Trot. Jurassic Park is an action-adventure game for the Super Nintendo, based on the 1990 novel and the 1993 film of the same name. The game combines Zelda-like overworld gameplay with an interior section that switches to an FPS mode. In fact, while not required, the game actually makes use of the NES mouse, which is rare. Ocean Software came out with several Jurassic Park games in 1993, all optimized for different systems and consequently fairly different in gameplay. For example, there's a PC version for DOS and Amiga that features an isometric and first-person shooter perspective. There are also NES and Game Boy ports of the Super Nintendo version. Actually, it's probably more technically correct to say that the Super Nintendo version added on to the NES version, and that the Game Boy was a port of the NES version. Also, Sega separately developed and released four distinct versions of Jurassic Park for five different platforms, and they are very distinct. Genesis version is perhaps the most popular. It's a pure side-scrolling platformer, but the Sega CD got a point-and-click adventure game, and there's an arcade rail shooter that came out as well. Probably most infamously is the legendary fridge full of Jurassic Park games. In May 2015, an eBay listing popped up containing roughly 300 copies of Jurassic Park inside of a fridge. Yeah. It was posted for $1,500. The poster said that he came by the games after he bought an old video store, and he slowly built his collection as more people wanted to contribute. When asked why he wanted to sell them, he said, "There is no reason per se as why to sell them now. I've had a lot of fun with them, and this is an opportunity for me to share the fun I've had. It's also an opportunity for me to possibly pass the torch so another can share the fun and maybe add to it, if any soul dares, that is." Unfortunately for you collectors and psychopaths out there, the listing has been sold, but I'll post a link to it in the blog if you want to see some pictures from the original entry. This thing is, like, crammed full. Moving on, next we have another new system debut, and it's one that I'd never heard of before I stumbled across this track. From the game Genocide 2, Master of the Dark Communion, composed by Hideyuki Shimono, and or Naoyuki Kimura, from the FM Towns port, this track is called Forestall, Forteller. produced by Zoom Inc., a company known for its work on the Sharp 68000. They later began working on other platforms, and I believe they're responsible for porting Genocide 2 to the FM Towns. So what is the FM Towns? It's another Japanese PC variant built by Fujitsu from 1989 to mid-1997. It started as a proprietary PC variant intended for multimedia applications and PC games, but later became compatible with regular PCs too. The FM part of the name means Fujitsu Micro, and the Towns part refers to Charles Towns, one of the winners of the 1964 Nobel Prize in Physics. More importantly though, in 1993, the FM Towns Marty was released, a Japan-exclusive true gaming console compatible with the existing FM Towns games. It was the first 32-bit home video game system and came complete with a CD-ROM drive and a disk drive. Depending on the version of the console, it used either a 6-channel FM Yamaha YM2612 or an 8-channel PCM Ricoh RF5C68 for its sound processing. To be honest, I'm not sure which one the Genocide is making use of in this track. The console itself is actually pretty interesting looking. It's white with a CD drive and looks almost like a proto-PlayStation. The controllers have a whopping 2 buttons apiece. Seriously, in 1993, not 1979. Actually, I'm being a little cheeky. There were also trigger buttons and there was a start and a select, but buttons aside, both the FM Towns and Marty sold poorly. So what was wrong with the system? Well, for starters, it was astronomically expensive. The FM Towns had a launch price of 400,000 yen, which is over $3,000 in 1989 dollars, and the equivalent to nearly $6,000 in 2013 money. The console could boast cutting-edge technology and innovations, it had the best audio quality and multimedia upon its release, and it was second only to the Sharp X68000 in terms of its power and graphical capabilities. But as the system grew older, competitors caught up. By 1993, identical games were being released on both the PC and the FM Towns. Also, the Japanese market was saturated with incumbent PCs like the PC-98 systems. Despite backwards compatibility with most older FM Towns PC games, newer titles were released with the FM Towns in mind and not the Marty console. Its potential as a console version was therefore pretty much limited. To improve sales, Fujitsu lowered the price and released a second version, the Marty 2. It worked to a certain extent and sales started to increase, but due to negative corporate attitudes, it was deemed a lost cause and the system was dropped. This actually led to the creation of a Japanese phrase, Marty's Law, or Mati no Hōsoku. It means that if you don't keep offering something to sell, you can't increase sales. Forget funky, it feels like we're getting very somber very quickly. I need a new track to rescue me from these doldrums. R.I.P. Marty. Next up, from the game Miami Chase, for the Amiga, composed by Jimmy Fredrickson and Alistair Brimble, this is the Menu theme. Published by Codemasters and developed by Team 7 International, Miami Chase was released in 1990. A top-down action game, I think it's best described by comparison to another game, Grand Theft Auto. That's right, Miami Chase is the spiritual predecessor to the GTA franchise. You play as the character Lieutenant Don Ferrari, hard-boiled cop. In the hope of boosting his re-election chances, the mayor of Miami has set you with a task. You have 48 hours to rid the city of the 7 most notorious crime lords by means fair or foul. That's right. Just like in the original 2 GTA games, you are a car-driving, top-down murder machine. Look, I've been to Miami. From the number of movies and games that depict it as some sort of desolate, crime-ridden monster nest, I actually thought it was pretty nice. I'm willing to bet that there are listeners out there who are only familiar with the contemporary third-person sandbox games, but GTA has a long and storied history. The first game in the franchise debuted in 1997, almost a decade after Miami Chase. And with the Southern Florida feel, you could say it even has more to do with the Vice City sequel. The particular mixing of this song was done by YouTuber Kuoka77. He calls this the Dolby headphone version. He actually has a video describing the method he uses, but I thought it was pretty cool and I opted to play this over the original. Also, if you like Amiga music, check out his channel. It's full of some of the best. This brings me to my last track of the day. I haven't selected a PC Engine song in a few episodes, and I'm going to remedy that right now. The game is Yokai Dōchuki. Translating literally to Phantom Travel Journal, this was originally Namco's first 16-bit arcade platform game. While the arcade version was released in Japan in 1987, the PC Engine port came out in 1988. In the game, the player controls a boy who must fight monsters through Jigoku, or the Japanese concept of hell. Specifically, the boy fights yokai, traditional Japanese monsters. The track I'm going to play also features a really traditional Japanese feeling to it. While I have a composer for the original arcade version, Hiroyuki Kawada, I was unable to find an arranger for the port. Anyway, before I go, as always, special thanks to Alan Euler, aka Periodical, for editing and mixing the episode. You can follow the show at thedyadpresents.blogspot.com, and you can subscribe via your favorite podcatcher. And don't forget to rate the show on iTunes. We're now up to, I think, 4, maybe 5 reviews, so it's pretty great. You can follow me on Twitter at thedyad, and you can email me at thedyadpresents@gmail.com. There's also a Facebook page you can find by searching for the name of the podcast or by @thedyad. And while unusual, go ahead and check out the blog for some pictures this episode. Until next time, from the game Yokai Dōchuki from the TurboGrafx-16/PC Engine, composed originally by Hiroyuki Kawada, this track is called Onigashima. Thank you.